Hi, welcome to Rein It In. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Matt.
And we are here to talk to you today about London, for the most part.
Yeah. So last time we talked a little bit about ways to maximize work travel. This has been the most maximized work travel that we've ever had. I've been in London for 4 weeks and a day today for a global experience program through my employer. It's been pretty awesome. Rachel joined me on week three, mm-hmm. and had some fun while I was working.
Yep. So I also worked some, but I had my afternoons free to run around. So yeah, it's been a great week. And so we're going to talk over a little bit about that. And if you are a new listener, thanks for listening. And we just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of an overview of the podcast. So this podcast is mostly about our travel. Sometimes we do like little local adventures as well in the Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. But largely we record podcasts when we are traveling various places. We also do this super low production value on purpose. So we don't do any editing. This is just us talking.
Is it low production value or low production effort?
Low production effort.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not that bad of production value.
Right. Right. But you're going to hear background noises. You know, you're going to hear us like make stupid statements that stay in here because we're trying to get this experience out while we are still traveling and
make it easy.
Yeah. And make it easy and fun for us to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, awesome. Let's take a break and then we'll get back with some of our stories.
Yep.
So like I was saying, I've been here for a little over 4 weeks. I arrived, the last weekend of October. And part of my work experience thing is that they are paying for me to have an apartment. And my office is in a bit of a smaller town, small city, I suppose, a little bit southwest of London. And most people I work with out there had suggested, especially because I was just going to be here for a short period of time, that I should probably live closer to London or in a town that's a little more interesting. So I chose to stay just kind of on the southwest edge of London. I think the mailing address is still London, but it's like Battersea area.
It's a really easy train ride into London. It's about a 15-minute train ride to Waterloo Station. So
It's actually, like, if you get the one stop, it's like 9 minutes, I think. Yeah. It's pretty quick. But the drawback is, and hardly a drawback, right, because we're living in London for, not free, but really inexpensively, you always have to transfer somewhere else to get to other things, generally speaking. You go in on to Waterloo Station, then you need to jump on one of the other lines. Really not a big deal.
No.
Sometimes it's easier just to walk and just walk through the city. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, once again, it's a reminder of how nice it is to have functional public transit.
Yeah, for sure. And the, while I was here, I was working. So the first 3 weeks, I was here alone. Rachel was back in the States at our house with the Laszlo. And
yep, I was also working and just not having nearly as much fun on the weekends and evenings.
Yeah, and I'd say during the week, most of my week was really working. You know, I was getting up pretty early, well, about the same time as I get up at home. It had about a 45-minute to an hour commute to get to the office, but it was all like one train and then a short little shuttle, sometimes a walk, depending on what my mood was. It gave me a chance to listen to a bunch of podcasts, follow up on all the news going on out of Washington, D.C., and but also listen to some music and screw around and do some other things, play some games and read some emails. And then I'd have a full day of work, and I'd jump back in the train, come back, same thing on the other direction. Partway through the trip, I started making sure I was stopping for, like, a pint, getting a beer somewhere, or just doing something a little other than coming back to the apartment, which I actually quite enjoyed the routine I had, which was, like, you know, doing
Matt's
the work
a guy
day.
Who loves a routine.
Yeah. I kind of like regularity.
In all
there's things. there's a poop joke there somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah. But so 3 weeks was a long time to be away, and what was, you know, the time difference is big enough that mm-hmm. it was the first week I was here was the UK did daylight savings time before the US did by 1 week. So we had like we were only four hours
apart.
Off.
That was nice.
And that's surprising how big that 1 hour difference was. Once the U.S. shifted, I felt like I could pretty much only talk to Rachel as I was getting in bed.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, I mean, it was 10 o'clock here. It was 5 o'clock for me, so I was just finishing up work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easier than when I studied abroad in Wales in 2003.
Yeah. I mean, the radio had just been invented right. as far back as that, so.
No, but I mean, I was just going to say that was a 7-hour difference, and that was even harder. Like,
yeah.
you know, when yeah. I wanted to talk to you in the afternoon.
Right, because we were in Colorado at the time. Yeah, it was instead of East Coast.
Yeah, it was just much, much more difficult.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, but also, the internet was such a different thing back then, right? Oh, no right. smartphones for the most part, not in our budget.
No smartphones.
And actually,
there was no Wi-Fi at my apartment.
Yeah.
I didn't have a laptop. I didn't get a laptop until like 2006.
Yeah.
So
it was going to the computer lab and...
Yeah, so going yeah. to the computer lab and waiting in a line in uh-huh. order to get on the computer and email Matt.
Yeah, using a cheat code to call internationally.
I did find an international cheat code. I hope nobody ended up paying for those phone calls.
I know. What's the statute of limitation on freaking in 2003 in the UK, I wonder?
I mean... like hopefully 17 years has right. been long enough that yeah. I'm not going to get arrested.
So during my weekends though, I was trying to pack in things in the city. So I ended up taking a bunch of walking tours, which I found to be quite fun. Mm-hmm. Is it like walking.com, London walking tours? I forget what it yeah. is. If you look it up, it's kind of one of the big ones and the £10. There are some free ones. Mm-hmm. Some of the free ones looked pretty good too, but the £10 ones were pretty good. For sure. They get a lot of good ratings. The people running them are quite good.
I've always had a great time doing them. I mean, I did them the first time. Well, we've done them every time mm-hmm. we come to the UK. We've been here a few times. Like I said, I lived here. Matt came and visited then, although he didn't make it to Wales. We mm-hmm. were in London another time, mm-hmm. maybe 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then this time, and I've been to London quite a few times. I mean, when I lived in Wales, I would come in periodically. It's only a 3-hour train ride. Yeah, I love it as a city. I mean, it's a great city.
Yeah. But, you know, I was also hitting some museums and doing some things. You were doing a good job of hanging out with friends, and you had a bunch of projects going on that are still a surprise.
Surprises yeah. from Matt when he comes home. So, yes, I overhauled some of our house.
Yeah. Does the cat have a mohawk?
No, I didn't overhaul the cat. If I could, I would overhaul his sinuses.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
I did clean up a lot of his snot, though. So yeah. there's that.
Yeah, he's got whatever it's called. Something chronic rhinitis.
Yeah, chronic idiopathic rhinitis.
Yeah, he flings boogers everywhere.
It's anyway.
Pretty enjoyable. But
we miss him.
Yeah, for sure. But we've got... So Rachel came for the last week. Was still working, like you said. Mm-hmm. But had a chance to have some fun as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, it was, I mean, like I said, we're a very close train ride, so I would work in the morning and then I would head into somewhere in the afternoon. And one thing that I hadn't really done a whole lot of in the other times that I've come to London is go to shows. So
not concerts. She's right, talking right. about plays.
Yeah. yeah, I had not been to a lot of plays. I saw The Mousetrap. Don't worry, I'm not going to spoil it. I can't actually remember who did it. Mousetrap is the longest running play in London. It has been running for over 40 years, 50 years,
no idea.
60 years. I don't know. A really long time. It's certainly over 40 and it's probably over 50 at this point. And they always tell you like not to spoil it for other people when That's you funny. Go and visit it, but I just can't remember who did it. So yeah. you're safe.
We didn't actually see anything in the West End officially though, did we?
This time? I did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. So I just decided I was going to make this like show trip since I hadn't done it before. I found a good app, and again, this is the difference between when I was here previously, when you had to go to one of the discount like outposts to mm-hmm. get cheap tickets. There's an app called, I'm going to tell you about it because I can definitely remember the name.
Yeah, we'll get some tips in here as we run through
Today Ticks. So it has like discounted tickets, and then it has some that are lottery. It has some that open per day or open on certain days, and then some days it just has like general discounted tickets that you can buy. So mm-hmm. it kind of depends on what you're looking for. So
the win for sure was,
last night we went and saw the Royal Shakespeare Company's performance of As You Like It at the Barbican Center, which is a big like brutalist architecture building in City of London.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge cultural center, but we had these amazing seats. We were like 16, 17 rows back, because we were row P, and then
dead center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our tickets were 22 pounds each. I mean,
yeah,
like you cannot beat it at all. And it was a great performance.
Yeah, it was a great performance.
It was really fun. So
yeah, they shook it up a little bit, right? They had some gender swap. They had some ability inclusion. Yeah.
Which was really interesting.
That worked into the whole, seamlessly into it. It was well done. And so it was slightly modified traditional wording, right? But
there was singing too. I haven't seen it with singing before. Like some of the, I think kind of soliloquy sort of things were sung instead of said.
Yeah.
So.
And the costumes were
modernish.
Yeah, kind of a mix, right?
I mean, once they got to Forest of Arden, they were, kind of Forest
of Arden-ish. Yeah, right. Everybody got ye olde with that, but when it's like the...
When they were in the...
In court,
they were kind of in suits and ties.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've seen four shows this week. I saw... we went to the All Media Theater, which is kind of north... East London, North London. Anyway, and we saw a play called Vasa. Both of us were kind of so-so on it.
Yeah, but you got really high recommendations for the theater, right?
Yeah.
So I think if you're going to be in London, I would check out
All Media, Almedia. I think it is just spelled
Al. Might be. Yeah. Media. I was trying to say it like Amalia or something like that, but I think you're right. It might just be Almedia or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the space was interesting.
Mm-hmm. The space was nice.
Yeah.
We also got
inexpensive tickets.
Yeah, same thing. I used the TodayTix thing, and we were up in the balcony, but our view was perfectly good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really nice space, like nice bar and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that they do here that I think is interesting, and they didn't do it at Shakespeare, but at all the other places that I've been to, you can buy drinks for the interval in advance.
Mm.
So if you want something during that break, then you just come and find your receipt and your drink, and you can have it all set and drink it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps them, I'm sure, too.
Yeah.
Right? So that one could have been better.
Yeah, it was okay. Mm.
We also got French dinner before it that was kind of similar.
Also
it was good.
Yeah.
I got basically a roast joint.
You did.
Braised joint, I suppose. And it was really, really quite good. It was good. It just wasn't...
It was kind of a little bit like a grandparent-y kind of French restaurant.
The
French restaurant that existed in the 80s that's like still there.
Yeah.
Perfectly decent experience.
But there was one right next door to the theater that we couldn't get reservations for like almost a week before, right?
No, I guess
it was only a few days before.
Yeah, it was only a couple days before.
But it was entirely packed when we got there. It was entirely packed through the whole performance. You know, because I think a lot of us who maybe live near a theater or go to theater occasionally, like a lot of the restaurants kind of exist for that theater crowd that comes in. They swoop in and they're like incredibly packed, and then 10 minutes before the show starts, it's like crickets and tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
But that place, we came out for the break, and there was not a single table open during the break either. So
yeah.
I think that would have been the score if we could have got in there. So next time. Or if you're going to go to that theater, you should make a reservation early enough for that restaurant.
Right.
It looked like it was pretty happening.
Really good. There was also, there were a bunch of places in the neighborhood, but I would have loved to have tried that. So that was okay. A couple days later, I went and saw The Night Watch, which is adaptation of a Sarah Waters book. I really like Sarah Waters as an author, so that's why I chose to do it. It was in Croydon, so it was actually further south of where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, like, suburb.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice, sort of cultural center theater that had just undergone, like, a big remodeling and just opened again a couple months beforehand. I went in the middle of the afternoon, so it was me and a bunch of retirees. There was, like, no one. It was really pretty dead. They let me actually switch my seats for better ones because nobody was sitting in them. It was definitely, like, everyone was 60 sort of plus.
Yeah.
And if anybody's familiar with Sarah Waters, almost always her, not even almost always, always her work deals with late gay and lesbian characters. in different sorts of historical moments. And so this one was no different. And so I don't know that
they knew the retirees.
Yeah. Like several people asked me after, you know, what I thought.
But it was that weighted.
Yeah. It was
so,
like,
what did you think?
It was different, is what I got from at least one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not sexually explicit or anything, but it's just, you know, about, a bunch of gay and lesbian relationships.
Yeah. Not what you're going to see on TV traditionally. Right.
That I enjoyed.
And then your
following day, I went to see Woman in Black, which is another
opposite.
Yeah, I had the opposite
situation there.
Another book adaptation, Susan Hill's ghost story, which I just read maybe a couple of months ago. If you like a haunted house story, it's very effective at being creepy. Yes, the opposite experience in that the entire, and this was my only true West End show. So old theater. I purposefully got balcony seats just to kind of see what it was like. Mm-hmm. It was far up. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Although I was in the very front of the balcony, so that was nice. But the entire balcony filled up with 13-year-olds. The balcony below me was entirely full of teenagers as well. So there were two levels of the theater that were just school kids in uniforms.
School trip, obviously, right?
Yeah. They were all really good, though. But, I mean, there are some jump scares in it. So then someone would scream, and then everyone would scream, and then a bunch of people would giggle.
Yeah. It's like when we saw the Jaws at the the Fox Theater, which is... How many thousand people is the Fox Theater?
5,000.
5,000 people. And it was probably sold out or full. And, one of the early things where the bodies inside the boat and, the whole place was wah, but also the music makes that screech noise. Yeah. And then everybody just laughed like idiots for a while.
Yeah. I mean, it actually added to it more than anything.
Yeah.
I think it was more fun having a bunch of people there responding mm-hmm. than it was to have the theater be kind of mostly dead.
So what's the app again? Let's hit that one and then let's move off the...
Oh yeah. Sorry. That was the, I mean, that's most of what I'm going to talk about, though, because that's most of what I did this week that was cool and different from what I've done before. But app is Today Tix, and that's T-I-X.
Okay. So let's come back. We'll take a quick, you guys will just hear a burp, burp, and then we'll come back. We'll probably talk about beer a little bit more. We'll talk about public transit.
Beer, public transit, and museums.
Yeah, and some deals. Yeah. All right. All right, so in the second part here, I want to talk a little bit about kind of just some of the tips we found that have been useful, mm-hmm. maybe will be helpful for some other folks, just kind of some things we've done and whatever, right? So one of the first things during one of those walking tours I took is I was chatting with a couple of, 20-year-olds, mid to late 20-year-olds, some cool folks that were from Germany. We were just chatting during the tour over some beers at the end. And they asked if I had any tips on how to make things cheaper. And I realized quickly that when you're traveling for work and they're willing to pay for an apartment that is furnished and actually has a bedroom and a kitchen, it's working on a different scale, but it is also,
right.
There are some things about this that are super useful. I don't know. There's definitely Airbnb here, hostels and all that sort of stuff. But if you're going to be an extended stay, I think you definitely want to look for someplace that has a kitchen and a laundry. We talk about this all the time, right? Yep. Anytime we travel, we look for kitchen and laundry.
Laundry is key to packing later.
Yeah. And because, I like to cook, especially because I've been here so long. Part of my routine was coming home and making dinner mm-hmm. and prepping what my lunch would be to take to work. And, as part of that, I think I'm, half under my budget for food for this trip for work. So the trade-off is I'm at the top side of my budget for the apartment. Mm-hmm. But some of that is I was in closer into London. So some of the things that say to consider is, look at the train lines, look where the connections are mm-hmm. reasonable. And if you get a little bit outside of things, it's going to take you a little bit longer, but generally it hasn't really impacted things that much. If you're only going to be here for a weekend, definitely stay as close to all the things you want to do. If you're going to be someplace for a little bit longer, just find an easy commute and use that little bit of time to, check your email, post on Facebook or Instagram or whatever you're doing. Just mm-hmm. chill out for a little bit on your ride home. You can drink here in the UK in public, so you can buy a beer from the Tesco Express or whatever you want to do
and drink it on the train.
And chill on the train, right? So, but that's going to probably save you a fair amount if you live outside.
We're lucky right now. The exchange rate is really quite good.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty killer.
It's like $1.32
a pound.
Yeah. Well, yeah, $1.32 a pound. Yeah. Today, I think it's gone as high as like 140.
Oh, while we've been here?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Because most of the time before you got here, it was like 128 or something like
that.
Yeah,
I think it was, of course, when I got money out of the ATM, it was a little bit not as good. But.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, but one of the other times we came here.
It was almost 2 to 1.
It was 2 to 1, yeah, and that was rough. It was like, oh, that lunch that was 25 pounds is like $50.
Right, yeah, and it was ramen. I mean, it was good, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, whoo. So that's a shout out to Wagamama, which is still here and going more than strong.
Yeah, Wagamama is great.
In London.
Reliable chain for
although I'd say that other one, which looks like it is also maybe a slightly smaller chain, was Shoryu or something like that. That we ate at near Piccadilly Circus, but I saw another one we walked by somewhere.
It was really good.
It was, it was solid ramen. It was so good.
Mine was really spicy and delicious. Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, we can talk about food. Mm-hmm. Like,
We will too.
Yeah.
I mean, we can just transition to that. I was just kind of wrap up. Look for places a little bit outside. One of the things, if you're traveling with more than one person, mm-hmm. Rachel found this cool thing called Two Together Passes.
Yeah, Two Together Rail Passes.
Yeah.
So, and this is, again, if you're going to be staying here a little bit longer, if you're going to be making longer trips. So we're going to Wales actually tomorrow, which we will tell you about more next mm-hmm. week. But so I got this rail card that gives you discounts of like a third off your train tickets. It did cost £30 for both of us for the year. But mm-hmm. anytime you take National Rail, it works. So when we take it into the city, we actually got return trips for $8 instead of $13 yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And we got 2-for-1 tickets into an exhibit at the Tate Modern.
Yeah.
Which that saved us $18. And then we're going to save another $30 on the trip tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's more than paid for itself.
Right. And so if you come to London with more than one person, and this deal has been going on for a long time, if you're taking the trains and not the tube, but if you're taking any National Rail trains, mm-hmm. and you have tickets, you can show those tickets at a bunch of different places and you'll get 2-for-1 entry. So when we were here a long time ago, we used that to go to Westminster Abbey. Mm-hmm. We used it for the Tate Modern exhibit that we saw.
Wasn't technically part of that?
Wasn't technically part of that.
Oh, you just said that earlier.
You don't have to pay £30 to do this. It's just if you're taking National Rail.
Mm-hmm.
National Rail has a certain symbol on it. It's kind of like everybody knows the tube symbol, the round one. National Rail is more like
it's red lines that are kind of like zippy
lightning
train tracks.
Bolts. Yeah, yeah, like electronic train tracks. Anyway, so you can go to the website, though. It's called Days Out London, and it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't work with like Oyster cards or tube cards, and it doesn't work with just Heathrow Express. So you have to have taken National Rail somewhere else. But if you're staying anywhere kind of outside of the city, then, you know, it's certainly possible, and you just need to, I don't know, it saves you a lot of money. We're going to save another £18 today when we go to the Blake exhibit.
And if you've been following the Instagram account, which is mostly me posting on it, but you can tell that I'm
slacking.
I'm staying right up by Clapham Junction Station, right? So, I mean, there's no reason not to share that, I suppose.
All our fans are going to be out here tomorrow.
I know, right? But yeah, because Clapham Junction Station is one of the busier, if not busiest, station in London, I think. So it does, you have to do a double jump. You get into Waterloo, then you have to take a different tube somewhere else, or you go up to Victoria and then you take a different tube somewhere else, or the bus is actually pretty good as mm-hmm. well. And I think the Oyster card, if you're not doing stuff on the rail where you're doing the two together, you need to go to the ticket counter and get them purchased, or you can do it through the app. I think could not get the app to take my credit card for the life of me. I tried it on my web browser, I tried it on my phone. It just, I don't know if it's broken or if I'm
sometimes user also error. Like, I mean, I've had problems with different apps just not liking American credit cards, too.
I wouldn't even get that far. On, like, enter payment, like, add payment thing, and it would just give me a blank screen.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
great.
They might just been having errors. But anyway, so you do have to go up to the counter. It takes a few extra seconds. Not a big deal. But if you're going to be doing transfers with an Oyster card, if you're here alone or you're just not doing the two together thing, using the Oyster card does seem, it's like it's intelligent enough to know when you're transferring and you mm-hmm. get some discounts based on where you're going. It's more expensive if you're doing returns, though.
Right.
Which is interesting. If you're using the National Rail, if you get a return trip, it's usually like a few dollars cheaper, right. a dollar or two cheaper, depending on how long it is.
Yeah, and then even cheaper if you use the...
Yeah, the two together even cheaper.
Two together, yeah. So, I mean, certainly worth checking on if you're here for a longer period of time. If you're just here for a weekend, probably not worth it. But if you're going anywhere outside of London, you know, Stratford to do some Shakespeare tourism or...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Where else do people go?
I mean, a bunch... Well, not a bunch.
Bletchley,
a couple people really... Oh, I did want to go to Bletchley. I meant to see about doing that. But anyway, it's not happening this time. Nope. The...
Future.
The Cotswolds or whatever is another one.
I would love to do that too.
It's probably not the best time of year for
that. Yeah, no, November is not. I mean, we are doing a day trip to Tintern Abbey, which we will also tell you about next week because I really want to go there. But yeah, the weather is not like ideal for outdoor activities.
So, however, another sort of like tip that I came, that's helped me here is I bought a sort of like waterproof, it's like a medium weight jacket that's waterproof and windproof, and I bought it for Japan and I wore it once because when we were in Japan the weather was like phenomenally beautiful and mild and did not need it. Here, however, I got here and it was in the low 50s and it's slowly gotten colder. It spent the last 2 weeks in the 40s, and you know, we are in wintertime and like some of it's pretty true that we've seen the sun a few times, but it's a lot of overcast and it's a lot of like light drizzle, sometimes some rain. So like between wearing a cap like or a hat and this coat, and I could double up this coat with a like another sweater underneath it. So I was on these walking tours for hours in the rain. I had an umbrella, but generally I didn't need the umbrella because when you're walking through the streets, it's a little bit more disruptive to have an umbrella often.
Very much just like a significant drizzle. Anywhere. I mean, here and when I lived in Wales, it's rarely a downpour.
Right. Yeah. And I had a couple days where it actually proper rained, but it was only for maybe a couple hours of the month that I've been here. Having that heavier rain or waterproof jacket has been key because I could just be out all day and I was never really cold, you know? So that's been helpful. Because there were some other folks on the walking tour that had umbrellas or didn't have umbrellas, but had more like fleecy sort of things that seemed like they were getting a little soggy.
I mean, and I wear like a wool coat, and the wool is generally enough that it doesn't get damp. But I've had very good weather all this week.
It's been pretty good.
Because we don't want to go too long here. So we want to talk a little bit about food.
We want to talk
a little bit about, do we want to say much about museums? I mean, the main museum that we've been to is Tate Modern because we love it.
Tate Modern. I went to the National Portrait Gallery. I'd always kind of avoided it because I thought it was going to be just a little stodgy. I'm not a huge portrait art fan, but it was a really, I mean, it's the National fucking Museum. Of course it's going to be good, right? So the selection of portraits they had, even the really oldie, were so good at capturing like the personality and the eyes, and it was really a good museum. And then they intersperse it with some more contemporary stuff in there. It goes up to modern times as well, or current times. So most of it is older, so you saw some cool history, but it was really enjoyable. I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I made some time. We're going to do the Tate Britain today.
Yeah, and there's a Blake exhibit on until February, William Blake. So I would like to see that. And that is one that most of the museums here are free, but then special exhibits often are pay to get into. So
Olafur Eliasson or whatever.
Eliasson. I brought it up on my phone. Anyway, okay. There's a special exhibit on at the Tate Modern right now, which is a Icelandic artist, although he works
Dutch, right?
Yeah. And I think he works in Germany, but there's a big exhibit on his stuff. His last name is spelled Eliasson. And so we did pay to go into that, and there was this really amazing...
Yeah, it was like a 30-foot or...
Smoke room.
Yeah, it was like a fog machine.
Yeah.
With colored light. and it started
in
kind
heat.
of.
It changed in temperature too.
Oh, did
in
it?
There.
Okay, because it started out with sort of like yellow, and then it moved into blue, and then it was like bright white at the end, right?
And there's an orange kind of section, and that's where it gets warmer. So, I mean, it's supposed to be sort of evocative of fire to some extent, I think. But yeah, you just walk through this long hallway where you can see almost nothing except for the smoke or fog and the
And if you
color.
Gave like 4 feet between you and the person in front of you, you couldn't see
you
them.
You can't see them. Yeah. So that's quite nice. And the third time that we went through, because I really loved it, the third time we went through, the person was actually pacing it much better. So you, so you couldn't see the people in front of you. The first two times,
it was kind
the
of more
guy
groups.
Was kind of like...
Like, go in a chunk, go in a chunk. Yeah.
But the next time it was much more like, you know, small.
Yeah,
groups.
That was wild. So, yeah, I don't love smoke machine smoke, but it was definitely worth it.
Yeah, it was super interesting. So the rest of the exhibit I liked, but that was definitely the highlight of it. So I would recommend that. Anyway,
as far as food,
I always like spending time at the Tate Modern, but there's a lot of great free museums here. So again, if you're looking for tips for how to make things cheaper, £10 walking tours, not bad.
Yeah, or free walking tours, you can find them too.
And and some of those walking tours even take you on boats, right? So you get access to the boat as well.
Yeah, well, you have to pay extra. So,
oh, do you?
Yeah,
okay.
It was like £5 for the boat trip. But I mean, that's the other one too. They've got like the water bus or whatever.
Water taxi.
Runs
the
length of the city. So, I mean, I think it might have been £10 or something, which is still pricey. But I mean, that's not bad for just a view of all the stuff.
Yeah.
And you could check out a bunch of things. And I think once you're on, I don't think you necessarily need to get off until you feel like getting off.
Right.
So it was pretty cool. The I mentioned pints earlier, or beers. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the things, like, I always knew there was what they call them, real ales here, or cask ales, or like hand-drawn sort of beer. You see them sometimes in the States. Pretty rare.
Yeah.
I always kind of thought it was just nitrogenated, but it's different than that. I think it's just naturally carbonated, so it's like low carbonation, and it is only like 54 degrees or whatever because it's cellar temperature. It's not cold, which is why people say Brits like warm beer. But I wouldn't say it's warm. It's cool. And actually, this time of year, when it's 45 degrees outside and you're coming out of the rain, while like the gin and tonics look awesome and sounded really interesting, they sounded too cold instead. Yeah. 54 degrees, pretty good. Like, kind of temperature to, like, not get yourself colder, but be refreshed.
They're also low alcohol, which is kind of nice. They're, like, 3 to 5%, basically. Mm-hmm. And so
usually,
you can have an afternoon pint and then kind of truck on out and not feel...
And it's also 20 ounces instead of 16 ounces. Mm-hmm. And they're usually about 5 pounds.
Yeah.
So it's a solid beer. And I've drank quite a few of those over the month. And I think I've only had the same one two or three times.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of different... places. A lot of the pubs are generally like sponsored by or owned by or run by a brewery. There's like a handful of major ones. Mm-hmm. And they'll still often have other breweries as well, but that'll be like the main ones. And it's just like a ton of different interesting beers. I just like, they have a good mouthfeel. Mm-hmm.
They're enjoyable.
Yeah. They're not too flavorful. They're not too sharp. I had a couple lagers here too. You know, your normal kind of traditional American carbonated cold beer, also good for sure, but a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
We started drinking gin and tonics.
I did.
When you showed up. Yeah, and it was fun to try some different gins. And
I had a Sevilla gin that I really liked, or Seville, depending on how you're pronouncing it.
That was probably orange, right, or something?
Yeah, that one was fun. So, quick food. I mean, we don't want to talk about food forever. You can get
cooking at home. Oh my God, we do need to talk about. I feel like the produce here.
Oh yeah.
Is of a superior quality and a lower cost, and it could be the exchange rate. But I got like a big box of. I know Rachel doesn't like mushrooms, but she wasn't here. I just was eating mushrooms with almost every meal. But like the equivalent of like cremini for a pound, and it was like a big little box of them. So even if I buy those at Trader Joe's, it's like $2.50.
Yeah.
So like, even if the exchange rate was higher, it's still like
a
buck $1.50 or something like that.
I got all these like really beautiful Brussels sprouts for
I had killer Brussels sprouts too. Yeah,
75p. So So yeah, and we've been going to Marks and Spencer just because that's the closest grocery store to us.
Although I was also shopping at Waitrose because there's actually Waitrose just on the other side of the street, and it was the store doesn't look as nice, but the stuff that was there was good. Cheeses seem generally
Yeah.
cheaper.
Cheese is cheap here and it's really good.
Yeah.
I remember that from
We got some killer
previous.
bread a couple times from a Marks and Spencer that was like,
A pound?
yeah, it was also a pound, and it wasn't a big loaf. It was like a half loaf, half sandwich loaf size, but it was just moist and wheaty and not dry or stodgy. We've been watching Great British Bake Off.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, we'll stop for a snack on the way to the museum.
Okay.
The but yeah, no, just like I just feel like it's good too. Like I don't know if it's just because we're shipping things further, or what the
I
difference
mean, there
is.
might be subsidies, more subsidies for food here. I'm not sure either. I
Yeah,
mean,
and
one of
I
the
didn't buy
reasons
any
that,
meat, so I don't know how much meat was
yeah,
here.
one of the reasons that, beer and wine is so cheap in Spain is that they subsidize it. So,
I asked someone that, and they said they didn't think it was
I
a
don't know. Maria
Spaniard.
Jose said that, said
I
it was.
know, I know.
So,
So, our Spanish listeners, let us know:
yeah.
is beer and wine subsidized by the Spanish government to keep it low? Because you can buy amazing wine for a euro by the glass out there. It seemed like,
Yeah.
or whereas here, glasses of wine, they're like 5 to 6 pounds, which turns out to be about. Although we've had some expensive cocktails too, like
Yeah.
$12 cocktails,
12
12
pound.
pound
12
cocktails.
pound cocktails are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah. But we'll talk more about food and stuff. We'll let people get to back to their days.
Oh, so you want to do a food wrap up later?
I don't know, maybe. You want to talk? We're at like 35 minutes or something like
Okay.
that, so this is pretty long.
Yeah. So let's just do a really fast one.
Hi, top five.
I was going to say top one.
Okay, top one. Yeah.
And now,
We'll have to do two different ones because I think we might say the same ones.
oh, okay.
What?
So my top one is the ramen.
Oh, your top one was the ramen. Okay. I was
Yeah.
gonna say 2 nights ago we ate at this
Oh, gosh.
Israeli
Oh,
place
I forgot about
and we got
that.
a set
Sorry.
meal or
It
like
was
courses.
amazing. Never mind, not the ramen.
Yeah. It
Ramen
was
is number two.
fantastic. There's again on the Instagram, rein it in underscore podcast if you want to check out the stuff. The ice cubes were freaking
They had roses frozen
roses
into them.
inside balls of ice.
It was.
It was ridiculous.
It was.
But that was the like corniest part of it. Everything else was just fantastic.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, so this was an Israeli restaurant just south of the Tate Modern, like less than 10 minute walk.
Baya Bala Bala
Baya
Baya.
Bala, I think.
Something
Anyway,
like that.
it was amazing.
Yeah.
So yes,
It was
that
a
was
little
top one.
pricey.
It was a
A
little
little
pricey.
pricey. So, but if we
But
did it again, and it was incredible amount of food, I spent an hour or two afterwards saying I feel food crazy because I'd just eaten too much and I
yeah.
felt like I was gonna panic.
So we did the set menu, which is what they recommended, and I'm
The
happy we
small set
did
menu.
because we tried a bunch of different
We wouldn't
stuff.
have tried it. Yeah.
But if I was to go back there, you could order just a la carte off the menu and
Yeah.
have a much cheaper
There was a chicken
experience.
thing. I don't like chicken, but it was like a tamarind, spicy, crunchy fried chicken thing. Oh, it was
So
fantastic.
good.
The hummus was next level because it just had a bunch of like fruit and, well, it was tomato,
Peppers.
and yeah, and peppers and nuts and stuff. Oh, so good. All of it was good. So that was awesome. Another one, I think the Baba Boom that we went to your first night
Oh yeah,
here.
that
We
was
also did
very
a
good.
small tasting menu. That's like a small chain. There's a handful of them around, maybe like three or four of them around the city. It is it's technically a kebab place, but we didn't get any kebabs. But that was
That was
also,
really good. Yeah, I would
yeah.
recommend that as well. And
Also,
then,
kind of in the similar vein, though, right?
yeah.
I mean, that's yeah.
Yeah.
The ramen was killer. That
Yeah,
was good.
it was very good.
Yeah.
So it was just freshly in my mind since we had just talked about it.
Yeah.
Forgot all about the other ones.
All right. Well, we're gonna wrap up here. We're gonna jump on a train. We're gonna go out to Tate Britain, and in between, we're gonna get some food.
Yep. And then we're going to Wales tomorrow. So we will be back at you, ideally in a week, with a final trip wrap up and some conversation about Wales.
Yep, thanks for listening. And we got all our contact information on the outro.
Yep.
If you are a new listener, again, like Rachel said, thanks for listening. Our numbers are going up great. It's kind of fun. You know, we're doing this regardless for ourselves and some family. But it's cool to see we have more people listening.
Oh, none of our family can figure out how to...
That's not true. Actually. Just okay, some of our parents.
None of our parents are very good.
They're going to listen to this and be like, damn it.
I know.
Talking smack about us. But shoot us an email at reinitin@ssdpress.org. It's going to be on there. Connect with us on Facebook or Instagram.
Yep.
Happy to hear some questions or just where you think we're idiots and we're wrong. We can comment on that too. Yeah.
We'll fight you.
Rachel's the fighter.
Yep.
I'm the sleeper.
I'm a fighter, not a lover.
I could go back to sleep, too.
Yeah, I love you, too.
Thanks, everyone. You can check us out at anchor.fm/reinitin. That's spelled R-E-I-N-I-T-I-N. All one word, no spaces. And you can leave us a message there. You can also follow us at Instagram at reinitin_podcast or email us at reinitin@ssdpress.org, also spelled R-E-I-N-I-T-I-N at ssdpress.org. Thanks again to all of our friends and family for all the support and for putting up with us. Have a great day.